In Sitka, raising the hydroelectric dam at Blue Lake has created not only a source of renewable energy, but an even larger reserve of fresh water. The bulk water presents a business opportunity, and in drought-stricken California, a thirsty client. With a contract deadline looming that could terminate its exclusive rights, Alaska Bulk Water hopes to deliver on long-awaited promises to ship tankers of water and to make California its first customer. KCAW's Emily Kwong has more.
Water coming out of a temperate rainforest, and frankly, I think the taste of the water here is better than any place else in the world. I'm kind of a water snob now.
Gary White is the executive director of the Sitka Economic Development Association. We're driving through the Tongass Rainforest, which averages around 100 inches of rain a year. The bulk water, and emphasis on bulk, was enough to incentivize a short-lived venture called True Alaska Bottling.
You get into Hollywood movies, if you look at the movie The Duplex, Ben Stiller's got a bottle of it sitting next to his nightstand.
And California is exactly where White hopes to send Sitka's water again. Not bottled in plastic, but delivered in ships. We hop out of his truck. Unfurled at our feet, like a glittering blue carpet, is Sawmill Creek, the freshwater outlet stream from Blue Lake, which provides hydropower and drinking water to the city of 9,000. Sitka already built the infrastructure to draw the water from the lake to the shore. It's behind us, a giant red nozzle poking up out of the ground. From there, a floating pipeline will carry the water into containers or special bags loaded on big cargo ships, just like oil. Sitka set the price point for water at 1 cent a gallon and can legally export 9.5 billion gallons a year. If you do the math, that's quite a bit of money.
If we move all 9.5 billion gallons a year, that's $95 million that could come into this community. That's huge.
The challenge, of course, is actually getting the water to market. Sitka's vision of a bulk water business began decades ago when the pulp mill closed. The city acquired rights to the land and to the water, and in 2006 signed a 20-year contract with True Alaska Bottling, which is now called Alaska Bulk Water.
We put in performance criteria that said after 24 months from the beginning of the contract that they had to move a certain amount of water or else the city at their option could terminate the contract.
The 24 months passed, and
no water was moved.
So the city renewed the contract, but under the condition that Alaska Bulk Water pay a non-refundable fee for water credits.
Pre-bought water, if you will.
In the past 9 years, the contract has been extended 4 times. And to keep it, Alaska Bulk Water kept buying water credits, $1 million in total. Still, no water has been moved. But White says that recent developments give him hope that water will finally leave the island this summer.
I've always been, I'll believe it when I see it, but when I see our current partners putting real money down to go out and put in a mooring buoy system and hire engineers to design it and, you know, going out and getting their Army Corps permits, doing all the right things and continuing to invest in the venture, then it's no longer just a 30,000-foot view of it. It's starting to get down into the details.
Terry Trapp, the chief executive with Alaska Bulk Water, declined to be interviewed in detail for this story. But over the phone with KCAW, he said the company hopes to have the operation up and running this July. In the meantime, White says there is a lot of troubleshooting to be done. For instance,
when you show up to a receiving port with 10, 20, 30 million gallons of water, what do you do with it? Right? You got to have a place to store it. You got to be able to recharge aquifers. That's a huge part of this venture that needs to be figured out.
In addition to the storage question, it's unclear what kinds of ships will be used. White is looking to Alaska Bulk Water and several engineering firms to tackle these and other issues. He also wonders if, even at 1 cent a gallon, water is too expensive to transport at a reasonable cost. In order to hold on to this contract, Alaska Bulk Water pledged to ship 50 million gallons by December 8th, of this year. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.